Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How well do you think you know the movies of the 90s, Steve Miggs, and the music that goes along with them?
Well, I contend that the music and the movies and pretty much everything that came from the 90s is like the greatest era.
I agree.
It's the greatest decade
100%.
Of all time. Not biased at all because that's when I grew up and I'm nostalgic for it, but the best times.
Because you know you hear a song and you immediately think of the movie that it was part of. It's just that it just triggers that. So Loudwire.com went ahead and put together a list of songs that are just automatically connected to a movie that they were part of from the 90s. And Miggs, you have all the songs.
I do. I have a few of the examples that they gave. And I figured we could put our rockaholics to the test because I bet there's a lot of people out there that believe that they are movie aficionados.
Well, Matthew from Duval is one of those people. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your favorite 90s movie?
Can you hear me all right?
We can.
Favorite 90s movie? Pulp Fiction.
Great choice.
All right, well then.
Great soundtrack.
Are you ready for the first one that I pulled up? Are you ready?
Yep.
Girl. Oh. I was like.
Oh, really?
Matthew's really good at this game.
I was like, wow, you son of a bitch. Do I need to give you a hint?
Do I get a double prize? Yeah, give me a hit, Steve.
Quentin Tarantino.
Uma Thurman.
One of the greatest scenes in the movie, too, right? I'll give you a different one because I just thought that was so funny you said Pulp Fiction. And the first thing I have is Urge Overkill's Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon, the cover of the Neil Diamond song,
yeah,
right?
So yeah, so good.
Neil Diamond, yeah.
Such a great song. All right, let me give you one that's not Pulp Fiction because that was too funny. How random that is. Okay, ready?
All right. That Singles soundtrack?
No. It's not. Although that's a very good guess. Because, I mean, obviously this band was popular during that time.
Yeah. Not Fight Club. What's the other one I'm thinking of?
I think you're going down the right road. Do you need a hint?
Yes.
Okay. Man, I think this hint's going to... white face paint, son of a great karate master, passed away during the filming of this movie.
Right, The Crow.
The Crow, yes. Big Empty from Stone Temple Pilots right here.
Well done, Matthew from Duval.
Are you a big fan of The Crow?
You know, the soundtrack was fire, but that was about as much as I got into it.
I know, some people just are so obsessed with that movie. And I watched it, and I was like, that was a good movie. I'll never watch it again.
But the soundtrack, I listened to it all day.
Absolutely.
All right, Robbie from Tacoma, you are also someone who considers themselves to be a movie buff. What's your favorite movie from the 90s?
Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, that's a hard one to watch, but it's so good.
It took me forever to watch.
It's epic. It's epic.
It was one of those movies where I just did not want to watch. I was like, I don't need to see this. And I finally sat down and watched. I'm like, okay, I get why people have been telling me to watch this movie. It's an incredible film.
Yeah, I watched it with my grandfather, who actually was at D-Day and went in on Omaha Beach.
Oh.
And I'd never, you know, really seen him get very emotional in life, and about 45 minutes into it, he just, poor guy, had tears going down his face, and he said it was very, very real. He said that movie was as close as they got.
What an experience to watch it with him, and you know, through his eyes, in a sense.
Yeah, it really was. And I'm a veteran myself now, 23 years, and it's very surreal, I'll tell you that.
Well, thank you for your service, Robbie.
Yeah, you rock, my man. Okay, we got a song for you. We're going to put you to the test. I feel like this one's a good one, and I think people should be able to pick up on it. It's one of my favorite songs by this band, but let's see if you can figure it out. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay.
Terminator, part 2.
Oh! Yes!
Robbie!
Do you remember the music video? Edward Furlong and Arnold Schwarzenegger? Yeah. It was so great.
Yeah!
Rock on, Robbie.
This is one of the songs off of Use Your Illusion that I'm like, you know what? It's not, because I think Appetite's the perfect record.
Oh.
But there are two songs that are not on Appetite. Three. I would put November Rain in there as well. That I'm like, man, they're just on the same level. And it's You Could Be Mine, Civil War, and then November Rain. This is like one of the greatest intros too. All right, I could just sit here and listen to that song all
day. Do you got a song for our friend Mike in Bremerton? Mike, what's your favorite movie from the 90s?
Fight Club.
Great choice.
You know, it's not on here, but I mean, the Pixies were in my mind. I think of Fight Club every time. All right, are you ready for yours?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go. This one might be a little tougher, so let me know if you need a hint.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to need a hint. I can't.
Well, a good hint would be it's an iconic comedy, low budget, it's in black and white, and it put Kevin Smith on the map.
Mallrats?
No. Remember, black and white. They worked at a convenience store.
Clerks,
yes.
Good work, Mike from Bremerton.
And speaking of, well, Kevin Smith, I believe tomorrow we'll be talking to Kevin Smith. He's going to be joining us because he is coming to town in April, later on in this month. He's going to be at the Alderwood Mall because of the movie Dogma.
They're celebrating 25 years.
They're re-releasing it, and that's just amazing.
That's so fun.
We're going to have Kevin Smith on tomorrow morning to talk about the re-release of Dogma. And I definitely want to ask him a little bit about this song being used in Clerks.
Migs, what's your favorite movie from the 90s?
Pulp Fiction is definitely out there. Definitely up there, yeah. Clerks, I mean, a lot of the ones that we even just played. Beavis and Butthead to America. What about you?
Empire Records, of course. Speaking of great soundtracks.
Yes.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.